Well, now, once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level. And before we begin, we would like to take a moment to express our greetings to each of you, and as well to express our gratitude for your once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with each of you. Now, before we begin, we would suggest that there exists for each of you to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, many times the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness, in that meditative state, is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express to you through the rather limited use of your vocabulary. And so we would encourage you to take advantage of this opportunity that you have created on this afternoon in the energy that you have assembled and created to use that opportunity to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state and to have that opportunity to participate in that telepathic or that silent communication. But as always, of course, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, once again, you exist in what we like to refer to as a vibrational level. And you put in place, once again, this type of energy, this electromagnetic type of energy that we refer to as a veil, that has various functions, one of the primary being to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, and to limit your capacity to understand the methods and techniques, the energy that you utilize to create this illusionary reality that you experience in your vibrational level. An electromagnetic type of energy, a veil, that is absolutely the strongest when you're in your awakened consciousness state, but nonetheless exists at all the other levels of consciousness that you experience in this vibrational level, including what you like to refer to as that between incarnational state, or when you die, in other words. As long as you continue to exist in this vibrational level, you experience to some extent the limitations of the understanding of who and what you truly are, and once again of the methods and energy that you utilize to create this illusionary reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Now, when you are in this vibrational level and in this awakened consciousness state, once again, this electromagnetic type of energy, this veil, that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, is there for the purpose of allowing you to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that's not possible when you understand that you are indeed the creator of your reality. However, to suggest that you don't have the capacity to control and to create your reality is to suggest then perhaps that you are at the mercy, if you would, of some other type of individual or entity that's not only influencing your reality, but creating it for you. And the problem with that particular type of thought process, if you would, is that it limits your capacity to consciously influence your reality to the capacity that's possible for you to achieve. Because you see, the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. What do you believe? If you believe in your conscious state that you're not in control, then it becomes very difficult for you to indeed achieve that control, if you wish, to alter that reality. And some of the most difficult experiences that you have are when you're involved in realities that you find to be less than desirable. It's rather interesting that when you in your so-called awakened consciousness stand, for many experience what you refer to as a state of illness or a state of not being well, you have a tendency to believe that it's very difficult for you to alter that reality. It's very difficult for you to accept that that illness, if you would, is the result of your choices and your decisions, a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, your expectations. And so it becomes very difficult for you to alter that. And you exist in your vibrational level in a type of society where you believe, for many, that it's beneficial for you to have assistance in healing that particular type of illness. Now, we're not suggesting for an instant that there's anything wrong with that. Absolutely not. You see, the reality that you experience once again is a reflection of the belief that you hold. And it's not a right or wrong type of reality or experience. You see, that spark of consciousness that you are, the spark of consciousness is that unconditional love that you are, creates this reality to validate the beliefs and belief systems that you hold, and does so without judging whether it's right or wrong, without judging whether it's something you should or should not experience. The right or wrong, desirable or less than desirable belief and concept is something that you achieve in your so-called awakened consciousness state. But that from that level at which you create this reality, there is no such judgment. It validates your beliefs and belief systems to create the reality that you desire, for the opportunity for you to experience the intense ranges of emotions and feelings that are associated with that type of reality experience, while you in your awakened consciousness state believe to a certain extent that you're not in control. And so when you're involved in this so-called illness type of creation process, that's once again a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. For many, there is a tendency to believe that it's necessary to have assistance in healing that particular type of ailment or illness, if you wish. It's important to understand that all of the entities involved in those particular interactions agree to participate and to validate and to enhance, if you would, each other's experience and to validate beliefs and belief systems. And so when you have entities who believe, for example, that your so-called physicians have the ability to heal you, then you search out for that physician that can indeed achieve what it is you believe is possible. And without that type of assistance, it becomes very difficult for many individuals to experience any type of alteration of that illness. What do you believe? You see, once again, it's not right or wrong, but rather a validation of what you believe. And so, when you consider that individuals who are involved in these types of interactions for the creation of that reality, the individuals that are involved hold similar beliefs. If they don't hold similar beliefs, then it becomes very difficult to achieve what it is that you desire. For example, if you are involved with a position that does not feel that it's possible for you to achieve some type of a relief from your illness, then it becomes very difficult for you to achieve that. It's rather interesting that in your so-called scientific experiments, that in order to achieve success in your so-called experiments, it's not necessary for there to be 100% success, but rather it's necessary for the success in your so-called experiments to be greater for your so-called control type of experiment than it is for the so-called placebo type of effect, where individuals experience similar types of reactions, if you wish, for a very different type of treatment. Why is that? What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If one were to take that particular thought process one step farther, then why is it necessary for you to go through that type of experience in the first place? It's necessary because you choose to put in place the beliefs in belief systems. It's necessary because you choose to exist in this vibrational level. You make the choices and decisions. What do you believe? You see, when you're involved in that type of illness, and particularly if it's an illness that your so-called human consciousness belief system and societal belief system and individual belief system hold as being a type of illness that's impossible for you to achieve some type of success in feeling relief from, then it becomes very difficult. It becomes very difficult for any individual to overcome that type of illness. And you all can find many examples of those types of illnesses, your various what you call terminal illnesses, or illnesses that can develop into terminal illnesses, can be very difficult to overcome because you believe in your human consciousness belief systems, in your societal belief systems, and in your individual belief systems that it is very difficult. And so you create the reality that validates the belief and belief systems. And so you experience that type of reality. And every once in a while, along comes an individual who does not accept that particular type of belief and belief system, but rather holds the belief, utilizes the imagination that it's possible through whatever type of method it is that you choose to believe in, whatever technique you choose to employ, that it's possible for you to alter that particular type of illness. And so they utilize their imagination. They utilize whatever the technique is. But most importantly, they hold the belief to the extent that they have the expectation that they will experience some type of relief or alteration in that illness. What do you believe? It's rather ironic as well that you have individuals who hold a belief that another individual, through simply transference of energy, can assist in healing someone. What do you believe? What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. That can be very difficult. That can be very difficult for one to grasp that concept when the experience, once again, appears to be such a negative experience. But once again as well, it's important to grasp the concept that that spark of consciousness from which you create this reality does not judge whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable, but gives to you that which you desire, validates the beliefs and belief systems that you hold, and rejoices in the creation process without judging whether it's right or wrong. That spark of consciousness that you are doesn't wake up in the morning and say, well, today we're going to have this type of positive experience for our individual, or we're going to have a negative experience. There's no such judgment from that spark of consciousness that you are, from that position of absolute unconditional love, but rather rejoices in creating and validating the beliefs and belief systems that you hold. What do you believe? Now, it's very difficult, we understand absolutely, for you to get a grasp of many of those beliefs and belief systems. You put them in place in altered states of consciousness. And so it becomes very difficult in your awakened consciousness state many times to grasp what that particular type of belief or belief system is that's responsible for the reality that you are experiencing, so that you can change the belief. It's rather ironic that individuals will many times go to great lengths once again to seek some type of relief, if you would, from a particular illness that you're experiencing, without really wondering what it is that you hold as a belief system. What choices and decisions did you make? What were your thoughts and feelings that were responsible for the creation of that particular reality in the first place? If you can change that, then you can change the reality. You don't need to have the experience. A rather interesting concept, but very difficult for many to achieve, to accept the full responsibility for what it is that you believe, for what it is that you experience. Very difficult, absolutely, because you choose to make it difficult. Because you choose to put in place, once again, that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. We have suggested many, many times that you won't find the answers by listening to particular types of lectures such as we are delivering to each of you today. It's important to understand when we give you information, it's information that you desire to hear. It's not coming from our particular thought process where we think it would be a great idea for you to have this message for today, but rather we give to you that which you desire to hear. We would suggest that you won't find the answers that you desire by listening once again to any type of lecture, by reading it in a book, by listening to some type of tape or other type of device that's giving you information. But rather, you will find your answers by going with inside, by learning to alter your consciousness while maintaining awareness of what it is that you're experiencing. By meditation, you have the opportunity to gain the access to the information that you desire. And it doesn't matter what type of terminology you put on it. There's been all types of phrases that have been utilized to attempt to explain what an individual experiences in that altered state of consciousness. It really doesn't matter what terminology you utilize to give a description to the information that's available to you. What's important is that you access the information, that you go with inside, that you learn to meditate. Many individuals believe that meditation is difficult, and it's not difficult. It's not difficult at all. It's not something that you can fail at. This is not a failure type experience. Each of you, if you can concentrate for but a moment or two, has the capacity to meditate, absolutely, to alter your consciousness while maintaining awareness of what it is that you're experiencing. There are a multitude of methods and techniques that you can utilize to assist you in learning how to meditate if you believe that it's difficult and you need some type of assistance. We've used the analogy that it's like learning to drive an automobile. When you first learn to drive an automobile, you have assistance. You have individuals who sit with you and who give you instructions on how to facilitate and to manipulate all of the necessary elements for you to operate and to drive that automobile. And you understand absolutely that you need many times that assistance. It's possible for you to learn without it, but it's much easier if you have someone giving you the assistance. You don't have to go through all the trials and errors. You simply can get in and have most of the mistakes eliminated from the very beginning through that assistance. And so it is with meditation. It can be of a great assistance to have these various types of techniques and methods that will assist you in learning to alter your consciousness while maintaining awareness of what it is that you are experiencing. But when you're driving that automobile, you soon begin to realize that once you have mastered the technique, it's not necessary to have your so-called instructor sitting beside you. The process, the actual driving process, becomes something that's what you like to refer to as muscle memory. You don't even really have to think about it. It simply occurs, and you develop all types of reactionary responses to certain particular elements, if you wish, that you encounter while you're having that driving experience, while you're utilizing that automobile. Now, if you wish, you can continue to have the instructor, this individual who's teaching you how to drive, sit there every time you get in the automobile. You can do that. It's not right or wrong, it's your choice. And you can, when you're driving this automobile, restrict the driving experience, that you have a destination each time that you begin to drive your automobile, that you have an absolute destination. I'm going to go to this point. I'm going to achieve a particular type of experience today. And so it is with your meditations. You can have that instructor if you wish. You can have someone guiding you into every step of the way, and you can have predetermined goals that you wish to achieve. There's nothing wrong with that. We're not suggesting for an instance that you should or should not be involved in that. It's your choice. However, when you're driving that automobile, eventually you discover that you don't necessarily have to have a particular destination in mind before you get into the automobile. You can simply get into it and operate it, and you find that it will go many places that you hardly realized were possible for you to access when you were sitting there under the guidance of your so-called instructor. And so you become more free in the utilization of your automobile. And you begin to realize as well that you can travel almost anywhere that the wheels can turn on that automobile. You don't even really have to stay on the road. You can look at some far off particular destination, and you begin to understand that all you have to do is utilize the automobile, manipulate the various obstructions that you may encounter on your journey, and it becomes almost limitless where you can go in that automobile. It becomes almost limitless what you can experience. And so it is in your meditation. If you wish to have someone guiding you, if you wish to have someone as an instructor, that's your choice. It's not right or wrong. We're not suggesting for an instance that you shouldn't be involved in that type of meditation. We're suggesting that you can set your own destinations. Once you learn how to meditate, and it's not hard, it's not difficult to learn how to meditate. Absolutely not. It only becomes difficult when you believe that it's difficult. It's really not difficult at all. And once you begin to understand that there are limitless experiences that you can have in that altered state of consciousness, then you begin to understand as well that there are no limitations to what it is that you can experience. You can experience those what seem like distant, unaccessible experiences. You can have that. You can have that. And you can find the answers with inside. You can set your own goals if you wish. You can utilize whatever method or technique that you wish to get there. And then you can indeed drive your own automobile. You can go wherever it is that you desire. And then you can truly begin to experience other particular lifetimes, if that's what you desire. You can learn to put all of those so-called obstructions out of the way, and you can get deeper and deeper in and become engrossed, if you wish, In the information of the understanding of who and what you truly are, you can begin to understand how it is that you influence and create this reality through your thoughts and feelings. You can get glimpses of the understanding of that emotion and feeling of unconditional love, which is who and what you truly are. You can have that. Absolutely. It's available to each of you. You choose to hide from it. It's important to understand that you choose to hide from it. You're not limited because there are some entities out there who are putting in place this type of limitation on you. Absolutely not. It's your choice, and you can have that. Absolutely. If you believe it's difficult, then it will be difficult. If you believe that it's not difficult and that it's possible, then you can have that as well. You see, you hold a belief in time and space. Time and space don't really exist. You are, for lack of a better terminology, a multidimensional personality. You exist in the now. Your so-called past and so-called future do not really exist. You exist in the now. And when you hold that concept and begin to grasp the understanding of that concept, then you also begin to grasp that all of the other incarnational periods that you are experiencing are also in the now. All interacting and affecting each other, despite what you hold in your so-called awakened consciousness state and the various limitations in your other states of consciousness as well. But nonetheless, you interact in the so-called now. In this altered state of consciousness, in your so-called between incarnational state, and indeed in your very deep meditation state, it's possible for you to experience that multidimensional personality that you are. It's possible for you to experience those other incarnational periods that you're involved in, that are occurring in the now. For those of you who may not have heard, we like to use the analogy that you understand absolutely that there are a multitude of literally millions of so-called radio wave frequencies that are being broadcast throughout your Earth systems. And you understand that through whatever type of apparatus that you choose to utilize, it's possible for you to tap into one of those particular radio frequencies while eliminating all the rest, even though you absolutely understand that they all exist in the same time and same space, and yet you have the capacity to tap into one while eliminating all the rest. That's what you do in your so-called awakened consciousness state in this vibrational level and to various degrees in other levels of consciousness that you experience in this incarnational period and in this vibrational level. But it's possible for you to experience those other so-called frequencies that are existing within the same time and same space. It's possible for you to tap into those other experiences and to maintain the memory of the interaction that you experience in that altered state of consciousness. And it can be very attractive. But we would suggest to you that when you're attempting to connect with that spark of consciousness that you are, when you're attempting to connect to that unconditional love that you are, you begin to realize that these so-called other incarnational periods, these other very inviting realities that you experience in that meditative state, are simply more distractions that you put in place to limit your capacity to grasp the understanding of who and what you truly are. And so when you're attempting in your journey to your so-called inner self, that spark of consciousness that you are, we would suggest that you put aside those so-called other experiences that you create in that altered state of consciousness. Very much like you put aside the day-to-day thoughts of your day-to-day activities as you enter into that meditative state. Put it aside. Have the intent to go deeper and put it aside. Put it aside. And before you enter into that meditative state, have the express intent that you wish to connect with that spark of consciousness that you are, and to put aside all of the distractions. Put it aside. And continue to go deeper until you actually get a glimpse of connecting with that unconditional love that you are. And when that occurs, when you finally achieve that type of an interaction, you will begin to understand why it is that you can't have it explained or expressed through some type of lecture or written in a book. It's an experience that it's possible for you to have in your so-called altered state of consciousness. It's not something that you can give an expression for. It defies an explanation. It's an emotion and feeling that's available to each of you. You have but to believe. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It's really that simple. Pay attention to those spontaneous attitudes. Pay attention to the spontaneous thoughts and feelings that are, that seem to pop up when you're involved in a particular experience and question. Where did that come from? Where did that attitude come from? I wasn't expecting that. It's pay attention. It will give you a clue as to what it is that you believe. Pay attention and learn to pay attention to the intuitive suggestions that you put in place. It's not some angel or guide, unless of course you wish to believe that you have angels and guides, you can have that. It's not a right or wrong. It's your creation. You create it. If you believe that you have angels and guides that are influencing your reality, you can have that. It's not a right or wrong. It's your choice. It's a validation of beliefs and belief systems that you hold. If you believe that there's some entity that influences and creates your reality, you can have that too. It's not a right or wrong. And you will have all types of experiences that validate the belief and belief system that you hold. What we're suggesting is it validates the belief and belief system that you hold. It's your creation. The so-called angels and guides are your creation. You can have it. It's not right or wrong. It's a choice. It's your choice. What do you believe? When you begin to understand that you create it, when you begin to understand that you are a multidimensional personality existing in a multitude of incarnational periods in the same time and same space, when you begin to grasp that concept, then you begin to understand the limitlessness of your potential to create and to influence your reality. And you do it constantly. That's the irony of this whole scenario that you're involved in, this whole illusion. You do it whether you believe it or not. You do it constantly. There are but three things in this whole existence that you cannot alter. You are the God you search for. You cannot fail to come to that understanding of who and what you truly are, and you create your reality. Everything else is up for grabs if you wish. Everything else is within your capacity to alter. What do you believe? The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. What do you believe? If you believe you're not in control, you can have that. It's not a right or wrong. It's why you choose to enter into this vibrational level in the first place, is to put in place the limitations of understanding who and what you truly are and that you're in control. So it's not a right or wrong for you to believe that you're not in control. It's not right or wrong for you to believe that you have guides or angels that are influencing your reality and giving you all types of suggestions, if you wish, as to how you should react and what you should do. It's not right or wrong, it's your choice. It's a validation of a belief and a belief system that you hold, and that spark of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire, validates your beliefs and belief systems, and rejoices in the creation process, rejoices in giving you that validation. If you believe that it's difficult for you to meditate and to enter into a meditative state, then you will hold the expectation that it's difficult, and consequently it will be difficult. But it's a choice. It's absolutely a choice. When you rise each day from your last night's sleep, whether you're going to experience joy or not is a choice. It's a choice. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If you wish to feel some type of anger towards another individual, that's a choice. If you wish to express love to another individual, that's a choice. Absolutely, your choice. Do you wish to hold various types of beliefs and belief systems? Do you wish to strengthen your so-called character? That's your choice. Do you wish to put in place principles that are important to you? That's your choice. And understand what the principles are. What do they mean to you? It doesn't really matter what it means to someone else. This is for you. This is to make you like who you are. When you like who you are, you begin to develop the capacity to love yourself consciously. And when you begin to develop the capacity to love yourself consciously, all types of possibilities open for you. You begin to, once again, when you rise in the morning, hold a feeling of gratitude, hold a feeling of joy, feeling that your life is fulfilled, if you wish. You can have that. It's a choice. Absolutely. It's your choice. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. What do you believe? If you believe you're not in control, you can have that too. And the spark of consciousness that you are will validate that belief system, and you will experience all types of realities to validate that you're not in control. If you believe that it's not possible for you to cure certain types of illnesses, you can have that too. It's not right or wrong. It's a choice. If you believe that it's possible to heal those illnesses, you can have that too. If you believe that it's possible through the utilization of a transfer of energy, then it's possible for you to heal those energies. You can have that too. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And when you begin to understand and put in place this self-love concept, then you also begin to understand that it's possible for you to achieve what you once thought was not possible. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You are the God you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. When you begin to, once again, like who you are, and to have the capacity for self-love, and you begin to have the capacity as well to fulfill some of the most difficult portions of this creation process. You see, creating this reality is quite simple. Understand what it is that you desire. Be very specific in what it is that you desire, and utilize your imagination to imagine what it's like. For example, to have that capacity to heal yourself, to have that capacity to understand that it's possible for you to alter your physical being, to understand that and to hold the concept and the belief that it's possible for you to create the reality that you desire. And so you utilize that imagination. And then, when you truly hold the belief, you have the expectation. And therein lies the most difficult part of this creation process. What do you expect? You see, many individuals will suggest that they know that something is possible. They just don't believe it's possible for them. To suggest that you know it's possible is only the first step. You must believe. And with the belief comes the expectation. And with the liking who you are and loving yourself consciously, you begin to develop the expectation. You begin to believe that it's absolutely possible to alter what many individuals would believe is not possible to alter. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Many of those beliefs are carried within your DNA as potential realities for you to experience in this particular incarnational period. You put them in place. You put those beliefs in place. It wasn't like someone subjected you to a particular reality. You chose to be involved in this reality. You interacted with other individuals to choose to be involved in this reality. You put in place the beliefs and belief systems, many of them held once again within your DNA. And through the choices and decisions that you make, through the lifestyles that you exist in and experience in your so-called incarnational period, you affect the energy that surrounds the DNA. And by affecting the energy that surrounds the DNA, you take that particular belief or belief system that's stored within the DNA and you bring it into your reality. It may have just simply have been a possibility, a possible experience, depending upon your choices and decisions, depending upon your thoughts and feelings, but simply a possibility for you to experience that in this incarnational period. But then you make the choices and decisions. You live a lifestyle, if you wish, the thoughts and feelings that influence, once again, that energy that surrounds the DNA. And you take that particular belief that's stored in the DNA that was a possibility, and you turn it into a probability, and you experience it. And it can be either positive or negative, depending upon how you view it in your awakened consciousness state. But from that spark of consciousness that you are, from that absolute unconditional love from which you create this reality, there is no such judgment. It gives to you that which you desire, validates the beliefs and belief systems that you hold. And to believe you're not in control is a belief system that will carry with it the expectation that you will experience realities to validate that you're not in control. It's not right or wrong, it's your choice. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing in this vibrational level or in any other vibrational level throughout all of creation who is any more or any less than what each of you are. You are one. And therein lies the difficulty in the explanation. Therein lies the difficulty in trying to give an explanation for this spark of consciousness that you are. Therein lies the difficulty for explaining this unconditional love from which you create your reality. You are one, and you can experience that oneness by going within side, by meditating, and by putting aside all of the distractions and experiencing the unconditional love that is who and what you truly are. You are all that is. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Everything else that you experience in this vibrational level, in your awakened consciousness state, or in your various states of consciousness, is an illusion. You are all that is. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You're not put here as some type of experience. You don't need to go through some type of growth unless, of course, you desire to believe that's necessary. You can have that. Once again, it's not right or wrong. It's not necessary. You choose to exist in this vibrational level, and you will choose to leave this vibrational level. You are not put here because you needed to go through some type of growth. You chose to exist in this vibrational level for the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are only possible for you to experience when you believe you're not in control. What do you believe? Well, now, once again, it has indeed been a very enjoyable interaction, and we would like to remind each of you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so until next time you offer us this opportunity, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.